This is a very good example of the Yorkshire from Scarborough. The speaker here is typical of that region, and apart from the fact that he doesn't use a lot of dialectical language, what you're hearing in the accent is, as I say, typical of the region. Listen out particularly for that middle vowel ah in a word like but becoming but, a word like bath becoming bath, you get that widening of the vowel sound. Some slippage on the ing word endings. Occasionally you hear it as ing, sometimes you'll hear it as in, and of course a dark L all the way through.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such a bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they are straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles, all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name is James. I am from Scarborough in North Yorkshire. I'm 21 years old. Scarborough is a seaside town. I've lived there all my life. I lived there till I was 18 years old and then moved to Scotland to study at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. I think being in Scotland has improved my Scottish accent with a lot of practice and a Scottish flatmate. But apart from that, I'm still a born and bred Yorkshire boy with a Yorkshire accent.